Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We are talking to two-time vegan bodybuilding champion, Mr. Will Tucker. We just spent the past two episodes talking about why and how Will decided to go vegan, and going over meal by meal what his nutrition plan is that got this guy his massive biceps, triceps, and huge pecs. I'm not even joking. When you see this guy flex, I mean, damn, his arms just pop out and his chest just bulges out. I watched him flex his chest and make a guy that was twice his size look small. No exaggeration, you can check out the photos from the Naturally Fit Super Show in Austin, Texas, and see for yourself. Anyway, in this episode, Will is going to share and break down for us, exercise by exercise, set by set, rep by rep, his entire workout routine that helped create that amazing physique when combined with his nutritional strategy. Have a listen. Well, let's get into your workout routine. So let's break it down. Monday through Sunday. What did you have to do to build that insane physique, especially those pecs and those arms that you got?
Well, Thomas, typically, especially leading up to the stage, I usually follow the 5x5 method, which is a few different exercises I do, and I can run through them. It's usually a squat, bench press, deadlift, bent over rows, weighted pull-ups, and let's see, is there anything else?
That's
on there?
Five.
Yeah, that would be my five exercises. And I do those exercises every other day. I do five sets of five reps. And then every time I come back after that off day, I add five more pounds to the weight that I was using the previous workout. So it's real simple, right, with those five exercises.
So in the course of a week, you've got Monday through Sunday. You're saying that you'll spend 3 to 4 days a week doing squats, bench press, deadlifts, bent rows, and pull-ups. And you'll do five sets of five each time you do them.
Correct. All right, I may do one warm-up set, then I go into five actual working sets of each exercise. And I repeat that for each exercise, and that's every other day. Now, in between, especially leading up to the stage, on the days in between, I come back and do, I guess, my version of cross training, which includes hill sprints, and then I go to the gym and do isolation work. So then I'm doing, for example, bicep curls on the preacher curl, or either dips focusing on the triceps, or I even throw push-ups in there. I do a lot of straight isolation work, but then I do the compound heavy lifting on those every other day.
Like, interesting. All right, so if we were to break this down into a weekly schedule, would it be something like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, you're doing squats, bench, your 5x5 routine?
Yeah, it would be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, actually. Then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I'd be doing my cross training, as I call it. Then that final day, I would rest and then repeat Monday.
All right, so your cross training, so you're getting the smaller muscle groups. Mm-hmm. Got your biceps, triceps.
Mm-hmm. I do, like I mentioned.
Do you calves and abs too?
I do calves and abs on those days as well. I do hamstring curls on those days. I do, what else does that typically consist of? I may do skull crushers. I may use the cables on the chest those days. I mix it up so much that I really don't have a set routine other than those days where I'm doing the heavy lifting with the compound, those five exercises I mentioned.
Got it. And then
the cross training days, I use variety.
And then the cross training days, what are your reps and sets look like?
Typically, it's going to be moderate weight. So, for example, on the 5x5 days, I start out at about 85 to 90% of max, so that I'm just got enough to push out that fifth rep for each set of five. But on the cross-training days, it may be 65 to 70% of my max, so that I'm more so in the 8 to 12 rep range with each exercise.
reps. All right. And so you're on the 5x5. So you're basically hitting as much weight as you can just before failure for each set.
Correct. Absolutely.
And then on your cross training days, with your 8 to 12 rep range, are you trying to get close to failure too with those 8 to 12 reps?
Yeah, I try to get pretty close, but because I'm, you know, of course, using a lower percentage of my max weight, it, you know, increases the rep number. But I usually get it just about there.
All right, awesome. And how many sets are you looking to do for each exercise?
You know, usually I do either two or three. And I do it in a superset fashion. So, for example, I'll go to the gym. Let's say if I'm doing I'm at a Smith machine. I'll do a set of shrugs, 8 to 12. I'd have a bench set at an incline, grab a barbell with a curl bar, and do maybe skull crushers from the incline. I'd go flatten the bench out if it's adjustable, go right into body weight dips. Then I'd maybe put my feet up on the bench, go into a set of push-ups with the feet elevated.
Wow.
Come back to the Smith machine, throw a couple more plates on there. I did shrugs already. Take a couple plates off, so now I probably got 145 on each side. I do like upright rows, and I just kind of work it in that fashion and maybe go around two or three times. So I do
2%. So you got this massive
four or five
circuit.
Exercises back to back.
Yeah.
So it's
interesting.
A nice circuit.
So how many total exercises are you doing per body part when you're training him?
Usually just probably two to three when I'm doing it in that fashion.
All right.
So when you do your cross training,
you're gonna hit. So it's two to three exercises per body part, and you're doing two to three sets each. So you're basically doing 4 to 9 total sets per body part on your cross training days.
Yes, you got it.
All right. So even with the hamstring curls, you're doing at least 4 to 9 total sets. For your biceps is 4 to 9 sets. Triceps is 4 to 9 sets.
Well, no, with the hamstrings, for example. Okay, let's just use those. So if I'm doing a hamstring, I may go 3 sets, right? Of just, let's just say we're doing a hamstring curl using the plate. I mean the flexorized machine where you just pull the pin, whatever. So I may just do 3 sets there.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the biceps and, let's say, chest, for example, and I guess that's why they're accentuated the way they are, they may get the 4 different sets. You know, I may do that one set of, let's say, preacher curls 3 times. Then I come back, set up another circuit, and I'm doing hammer curls in there with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So the biceps and triceps may get a little bit more than the hamstrings, so to speak.
Got it. All right. So when you're training your hamstrings, you're only just going to do one exercise and 3 sets on it, and then you're done. Done with hamstrings.
Correct. Yeah.
But for your arms,
pretty accurate.
All right. So for your arms, and then sometimes you'll give your chest a little extra love with different exercises.
Correct.
All right. Cool. Well, that's great. All right. So tell me a little bit more about your sprints.
Usually, there's a little park, maybe a block away. Has a fairly decent sized hill. I usually go out there and do 10 sets sprints up and down the hill, going 100% max. Then it's not really a track that outlines the park, but it's more of a wide sidewalk. And I usually try to measure off about 60 meters, and then I do maybe 5 or 6 sets of 60-meter sprints flat as well.
All right, so about 10 hill sprints. And then 5 to 6 flat sprints.
Correct.
And so when you're doing your sprints, let me ask you, how long does it take for you to do one of the hill sprints, like while you're sprinting?
Usually it's just maybe 15 seconds or so.
15 seconds? And then what, do you just kind of slowly jog down the hill?
Well, actually, I walk down.
Oh, yeah. And when you get to the bottom of the hill, is it as soon as you get to the bottom, boom, you're off again, or do you like give yourself a little more rest until you're ready?
Maybe 30 seconds at the most.
30 seconds? Does it take 30 seconds to walk down the hill, or do you take 30 seconds once you get to the bottom of the hill?
Once I get to the bottom, yeah. So, I mean, I just pace myself walking down, you know, hands over head, trying to recover. Then once I hit the bottom, I may take 30 seconds just to rest.
Right on. And then are you using that same strategy with the 5 to 6 flat sprints?
Yes. Usually I'd sprint to one end and then walk it back down to the other.
Wow. How long does that workout take you?
That's usually 30 minutes at the most, that aspect of it. And then from there, I'd go to the gym and do the isolation work that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so part of your cross training. And you're able to fit all of that in? And is that, now, when you say your workouts are 45 minutes sometimes, is that including the sprints too? Or you do the sprints and then it'll be another 45 minutes of the other stuff for the isolation training?
That's correct. The sprints are outside of the other ISO work.
Got it. All right. Well, that's what it takes to get a physique like yours on a genetic structure like yours. I guess your body type. You said it was an ectomorph.
Correct.
Yeah, ectomorph.
Yep.
Usually, the other name for an ectomorph is a hard gainer.
That's what they say.
Usually means it takes a lot more work to be able to produce gains. And you're working a lot, man. But it sure seems like it's worth it because your physique looks absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the structure that you gave us. And when you get down to the last 6 days before your contest, you just basically change things up. So you increase the repetitions and lower the weight on the exercises that you're doing?
Correct. That 72-hour window that I spoke of earlier, that's where I make those adjustments.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So 72 hours where during those 72 hours, you're depleting carbohydrates, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so got it. So you just wouldn't even have the strength to be able to lift at the same rate anyway, even if you tried once you get rid of those carbs.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, I got it. That makes sense. And so, I love, you know, you've got a very, very unique training program. And what I love about it is that it's different. But it's so cool. It makes it shows what a great variety of things that you can do compared to other athletes, and still be able to get up there and have a physique that wins contests. And I love that there really isn't one way to do these things, Will. And I thank you for sharing your nutrition strategy and your workout for how you achieve and maintain such an incredible physique. I got to ask you though, you know, you've got such a demanding training regimen and your nutrition regimen too. I mean, dude, to keep up with 9 meals every single day, does it ever get hard?
Well, every day possesses a different challenge, so to speak, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily hard. It's so routine to me now that it's almost second nature.
Well, so then what are some of the tips that you have that make this easy? Because I'll tell you, if I were to tell one of our students that, hey, if you want to look like Will, you're going to have to consume 9 meals every single day, and you're going to be working for anywhere between 45 to 75 minutes out at a pretty intense pace 6 days a week. They'd go, hell no, I don't have the time or the ability to do that. So what are some of the tips that you have that that makes it easy for you if you're able to make it routine?
You know, it's just having that laser-sharp focus. Every time, especially prepping for the stage, I have a goal. I need to be at my best. I need to get up there, and I need to win. And sometimes that's what it takes to get to be number one. You have to have the mindset of a champion and accept nothing less. And that's what I keep telling myself when I'm pushing through those workouts or getting that 9th meal in at night, that I want to win.
Well, I think for a lot of folks that I know, getting in the workout part, I'm not going to say it's the easiest, but I think it's easier compared to what most people go through with their nutrition. And when they screw up by missing their workouts, it's easy for them to say, I know what I did wrong, and I know how I need to make more time for it, and then they can fix it. But when it comes to the nutrition, I mean, to be eating every hour and a half throughout the entire day, you have any Do you have any strategies that you use to make sure that you get all those meals in? Like, I mean, are there certain meals that you know you can make in huge bulk and that you separate on containers and things like that?
Mentioned, when we were talking about the lentils and rice earlier, typically on that downtime or that day, remember I said I rest on that seventh day, which typically falls on a Sunday, that's when I go into my meal prep phase where the lentils and rice, things like that that I know I'm going to be frequently eating, you know, four or five times a week, sometimes huge batches of protein shakes or smoothies, like we mentioned, where there's extra and you make two or three individual ones, things like that I typically tend to make in bulk quantity on that rest day. Because you have to have a strategy, you know, set in place, especially when your day is that rigid or busy, because I have to literally sneak and eat sometimes when I have clients, or, you know, in between clients, rather.
You got a lot of Tupperware containers?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of those. Plenty of them.
You ever find it a pain in the butt washing all these dishes?
You know, I don't even view it as that. It's so routine to me now, Thomas, it doesn't even affect me. In the beginning, maybe more so, I paid a little more attention to the minute things, the dishes, the grocery bill, things like that. But now it's so routine, it's like second nature.
Well, dude, I gotta thank you so much for being so generous with sharing your workout program and your nutrition program. I know my students are going to get so much value out of this. So what I want to know now is what do you have going on? What projects are you working on, and what things are you doing? You competing in any shows coming up?
Right now, I don't have any dates scheduled as far as a show. I was contemplating the Arizona Open, which is an OCB show. It's coming up here on August 24th. But I've been through those last couple shows, and they were only, less than 30 days apart. I think I'm going to give my body a rest. I may be done until November. There's one I'm considering then.
All right, cool. And tell us a little bit about your personal training business, because I know a lot of folks are definitely interested in seeing how they can learn from you and possibly work with you.
Absolutely, Thomas. I have a fitness studio in Gilbert, Arizona. It's called Body Fusion Fitness. That's fusion with a Z. And what I specialize in is small group training, groups of up to five individuals at a time. I do that for a couple reasons. One, to offset the cost of one-on-one training, because prices tend to be high for one-on-one time from a trainer, especially one that's highly qualified and has a good resume and reputation. So the cost is spread out amongst the group. Two, it makes it a competitive, fun environment, so I like the small group format. The workouts are 45 minutes in length. They combine typically total body exercises. I work them in a circuit format. They're high intensity, designed to boost the metabolism, slash body fat, and build and sculpt lean muscles. And I have a very high success rate with it. I give you everything that you need as far as nutrition, meal plans, everything that you need to be successful. And that's what I do, Body Fusion Fitness.
Beautiful, dude. That's awesome. And I hear that that you're pretty much referral-based only, right? You don't even advertise. You just get good results.
Absolutely.
And people keep sending other people your way.
Absolutely, Thomas. That's one thing. When I set out years ago after leaving a corporate gym, I realized how they didn't really value their clients. It was more of a quota-driven system. You had a boss breathing down your neck to sign up X number of clientele just so they can debit someone's account every month. However, that takes the whole personalized approach out of it. I meet with each one of my clients one-on-one in the initial consultation, discuss all their goals and any limitations they may have so we can modify exercises if necessary, give them a detailed meal plan, give them everything they need to be successful, and that's how I've built my business, is from making them look their best, and then they see their friends, family, coworkers that they may have not run across, you know, in a few weeks or so, and they're like, wow, what are you doing? And each one, every time I have a client, I brief them, hey, if anybody asks how your body's changing, I'd greatly appreciate it if you mention my name or hand them my card, and that's how I built my business, referrals only. I don't have the dollars to go out and advertise and do a TV spot or anything like that. I just deliver the best results possible, make the client experience enjoyable, and it speaks for itself.
The results sell themselves. That's wonderful. Any last piece of inspiration or advice for our listeners?
One last advice, aim high, dream big. Whatever it is you set your mind to, just go out there and do it. A lot of times we sell ourselves short, especially when you have people that tell you your dreams are not reachable or impossible. Just have that laser-sharp focus, go for it, put in the work, whatever it takes, and you'll eventually get there.
Well, that's wonderful, Will. Thanks so much. You've been just such a gracious guest and so generous again. It's just been an honor to have you on the show. Everybody, his websites are fitnessbywill.com and bodyfusion, that's F-U-Z-I-O-N.com. And his fitness studio, the only at the time right now, is the only plant-based fitness studio in the Phoenix area. Go check him out. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. If you haven't already, make sure that you go pick up your free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, where I show you how I gained over 7 pounds of muscle in just 4 weeks. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, if you want to see more pictures of Will, check out our Facebook page. Our fan page is facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, check out our blog, too. We're going to be putting up all these episodes on there, as well as giving you an opportunity to comment about it. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. And if you liked this episode, please rate us. If you feel that we deserve 5 stars, give us 5 stars on iTunes. It helps us get more to the top and lets more people become aware of us and get our message. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. I am your host again, Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.